Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Oh,
we back.
Better than ever.
Did we miss last week?
No. But we didn't record on a regular Thursday because I had Raiden by myself.
Oh, we're doing this week. All right, I'm tripping. Okay.
Yeah, so we're recording on a Sunday. Different vibes today, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, man, it's... what is it? 18 degrees outside. So, yeah, we came here for y'all's listening pleasures. It'll be out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it'll be normal.
Yeah.
But that just means when I get home, I gotta like...
Yeah, rain, sleet... Hell or snow.
So the video will probably, I'll probably have to, we'll get a clip tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I can make the full thing tonight, but.
Well, yeah, we'll get a clip for y'all. But, I'll make sure I say something wild.
Yeah, so you know where this time clip.
Right. Matter of fact, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode.
I think it's 230.
You guessed it right last week.
Yeah, hold on. I think it's like 240, 234.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah, Joseph was the one who reminded me, like...
244.
It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, a.k.a. talk to me nice. You know the shenanigans. You know the vibes. We in this bitch. What's good, Don?
Skrisker. It's Dalton's bitch. You know what I'm saying? We out here, dad gang on dick.
Yes, sir.
We do got the new logo on the TV right here.
We do.
So it's, you know, we still the Step Brothers, but now it's the Step Brothers Media Group. We're going to expand. We got some stuff shit coming for sure.
That's a fact.
We'll let you know about that later. You know, we out here. I survived solo parenting again this week.
Okay. MVP.
Yeah. I'll tell you more about some of that in a minute. Yeah, but I just had to let you know. So right now, as we sit, as we stand here on 5:18 p.m. on Sunday, that's a couple hours before this episode comes out.
January 14th.
I have ESPN up. Second half has started of this game.
Oh, shit.
The Cowboys are losing 27-7 to the Green Bay Packers.
I'm not the sports guy, but I know that's bad.
But I'm just saying, so we'll see what the score is at by the end of this episode.
Right.
I'm just saying, at the beginning, this is what I'm seeing.
Right. They just got to warm up. It's cold out there.
It's a closed stadium. What are you talking about?
It's still cold, I'm sure.
Okay.
They got cracks in that motherfucker.
Oh, here we go.
Seep it through.
Okay. But I got it up, and I got two texts. You know, people are already telling me that it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. They gave up hope already?
It's looking like it.
I wonder whose fault is going to be this time.
Well, they just got a 15-yard extras. Someone get a face mask, so they're on the move.
Okay, that's
so
good.
They're probably about to score. But anyway, we here.
Yeah.
So I was solo parenting this week, bro.
Uh-huh. The wife had a work trip, right?
Yeah, so my wife went to Florida. She has to go probably like every quarter for work because that's where their headquarters is at, so they do their thing out there. So she was gone. She was gone two full days, and she came back Thursday night, like real late.
Mm-hmm.
But so basically I was solo parenting for 3 days because Raiden was already asleep when she got back.
Yeah.
So... Tuesday, you know, she leaves in the morning. I take him to daycare.
Mm-hmm.
He cries when I drop him off.
Because he's used to mom dropping him off?
No, he didn't want me to go.
Oh, okay.
But when I picked him up, he was in good spirits. And then he went down no problem that night.
Right.
Next day, my man's had a pretty short nap. He had like a 58-minute nap or something like that at daycare. Yeah. And then when I picked him up, he was fine when I picked him up. But then when we got home, we did a whole routine. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
But then when I put him down, and see, I don't go to sleep until I know my son is asleep.
Right.
Like especially if I'm solo parenting.
Right.
Because I sleep light already, so every time he like moves, I wake up.
Yeah.
But so I was like monitoring him while I was doing stuff, and my man's was not going to sleep. Now he was laying down and he wasn't screaming or anything. He was just like not going to sleep. His eyes were just open. He was playing, messing with his feet. He was like flapping the covers around.
Yeah.
He did this for 2 hours, right? Yeah. So I was letting him try to, you know, figure it out.
Yeah.
Just, you know, go to sleep on his own. And we had upgraded over Christmas. We upgraded his bed. So we went from his little crib with the crib wasn't small, but it was a crib.
Mm-hmm.
He has a twin size bed now with the floor frame. So he's like, the mattress is on the floor frame and it's like on the floor. It's like way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He can like roll around, 'cause my son moves a lot.
More activities.
So, and also we can lay in there with him as well. So after 2 hours, I was like, okay, let me go in there. And I first checked to see if sometimes he does that when he uses the bathroom. So I was like, maybe he pooped.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything. He didn't barely pee either. So I just went there, laid down with him, and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I lay in there with him and I'm like, okay, buddy, we need to go to sleep. So I put the blanket over him. I start rubbing his back and he's just looking at me like, and he's just like, daddy, daddy.
Yeah.
And then, so I spent another 2 hours in there, but laying with him.
Yeah.
And I fall asleep a little bit. And when I wake up, he's still like, doing this thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he kept rolling on and off of me. When I saw that he was like stationary for a while, I got up and got out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when I get out of the room, I like notice it's like 3 a.m. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I was like, let me give him 15 minutes. So I went in the room. I sat there 15 minutes and watched the monitor to see what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laying there, did not move,
uh-huh.
but his eyes are wide open. Like he was just staring at like the, just in space.
Right? Yeah.
So I was like, he has to go to sleep soon. And he did not move. He would, uh-huh. his eyes were just like that. So I was like, okay. So we have a fridge in this room. So I grabbed his bottle out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went there and I just rocked him to sleep. I just wanted to make sure he was going to, because like, bro, we're getting that time. I have to make sure you sleep.
Yeah, for real.
So by the time I got him to sleep, it was like 4 a.m.
That's right? Crazy.
So usually mm-hmm. when it's just me or I take him to daycare, I have to take him a little earlier because it is a bitch to get to work after taking him because there's right. traffic everywhere. Traffic,
right? Yeah.
And I never make it on time. So mm-hmm. I tried to leave the house by 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
That morning, I was like, I'm going to wake up at 7:30
yeah.
and just do my thing. Because I was like, I'm going to let him sleep in. And, yeah, he took a 2-hour and 48-minute nap that day at daycare because
I bet.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was super fussy that day.
Yeah.
Like, that was also the day that he got the baby saw. Yeah, so he busted his face at daycare. He was outside. They have, like, there's a elevation from the grass to the concrete. He missed.
Oh.
And he face planted on the concrete.
Oh.
He had, you saw his nose. Yeah, he has a scratch on his nose, a scab under his nose on the top of his lip. And then he had a big old knot in his forehead. But by the time I picked him up, the knot was gone.
Yeah.
But the scratch is scabbed up. So it looks pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Nothing, no teeth fell out. His, no bust inside the lip. It was all external, which is good.
Yeah.
He was fine, but it just looks.
Yeah.
But so that, and then of course Shelby comes back and I'm like, yo, this shit happened.
Yeah.
You don't see it. We out here. So crazy week for me. But that's why we couldn't record on Thursday.
Right.
So now it's why we're here today.
Right. I had an interesting last weekend that led up to this week.
After the episode?
Was it? Yeah.
Had to be, right?
So I had a little staycation, you know, with a nice young lady. Went to a hotel somewhere in Mansfield. It was cool, you know. Really, just I went in there, I showered, watched Law and Order.
Always on.
It's either on ION, and once ION runs its 20 episodes, I think I switched it to like TNT or some shit. It's on again.
Law and Order's on.
But TNT had the older episodes,
yeah,
which I appreciate. I don't really like the newer shit. I want to see Ice-T still with the ponytail.
Yeah. Newsflash, you're gay.
Fact. But that's one thing I like felt like I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like just watching TV, not like on streaming or anything. Just flipping through the channels and watching fucking commercials, right? Then I noticed like, they know who's watching Ion at fucking, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever by the commercials. But they had a Hims commercial. And
oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
It was funny as fuck because the guy was like, you know, it's like the intrusive thoughts are like coming out loud or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So one dude like walked right in front of an elevator. And he was like, I have ED. Yeah. I was like, yo, what the
mad
fuck?
And appropriate. Yeah. Yeah.
But of course he gets to Hims and then he goes back to the elevator. Yeah. And like all the ladies are looking at him like, oh, he's a confident guy or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, all right. I don't know if I would just yell, I have ED out loud to anybody.
Yeah, that's mad inappropriate.
But then, okay, it made me want to do some research.
Sure.
So I wanted to Google, but I didn't. But it's on my heart to do it, so I will do it. Mm-hmm. Not that I need it or anything. Just curious. How men can, like, safely get a bigger penis if they're suffering in that area.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's the procedure behind that? You know what I'm saying? Asking for a friend, of course. But I'm just curious, like, is there a way to make one's penis bigger? And, I mean, like, safely, though. Like, I don't want to take, like, horse pills or no shit like that. Not me, by the way. Not me. Because I'm well endowed. What's that saying?
Endowed.
Yeah. I'm well endowed.
Yeah.
I said I'm well and down. Shit.
Well and down.
Yeah, I'm well and down. But yeah, I had a good night, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have enough liquor, though. I thought I was playing it smart, and I took like half of Adderall. I was like, yeah, she finna get this 12-hour dick. But what ended up happening was
12 minutes.
Yeah, about 12. And then I was like, just dry ass up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, let me. So I just started writing some thoughts, some raps, whatever. And then I like,
why couldn't I get it up?
Right. Type shit.
Yeah.
I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I did the, yo, wake up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still.
Did the rollover. Okay.
Yeah, rearing to go. And yeah, that was that. Went to work Sunday, blase, blah, skip. But other than that, Joseph, our friend Joseph.
J Money Sign PH.
Yes, sir. Hit me up. He was like, hey, if you're not busy, I'd love for you to come to the studio, check out my album, whatever, give me pointers, ideas, whatever you got. Now, I'm not going to lie. I told him on the way back home, but I was like, look, bro, sometimes a nigga just need to get motivated to get out of the house because I work 5 days, sometimes 6 days a week, and I deal with people all fucking day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I just want to be in my space, in my room with my thoughts. Like, if I want to work on beats, if I want to play the Wii, if I want to watch fucking, if I want to whatever on TV, like, I just want to be to myself. But I, you know, obviously I thanked him for getting me out of the house because it was fun. The guy whose studio it was there, which he might be a guest on the podcast because he went to film school out in Cali, and he's running the studio. And I guess a guy Joseph went to high school with, and his DJ Swerve and me. So he plays the album, which he sent me his album maybe a year or two ago, like what he had at that point. So I already knew the theme. Like, as soon as I heard the intro, I was like, oh, okay, he didn't get off course or anything. It's still the same thing. So listening to the album all the way through, of course he's rapping. Da Vinci did all the beats, so of course the beats are good. Not too feature heavy. He had a dude that also went to school with him who's doing this, like, poetry thing in there.
Okay.
And he had a fucking bar. I don't know if I can say it. I'll tell you off air, I guess, because I don't want to get nobody
don't spoil ideas. Them, yeah.
But it was a really, really good bar.
Good bar?
Yeah, and so he was like, all right, so what y'all think? And I was honest with him, you know. In any other situation, I probably would have, oh, yeah, man, that dress looks good or whatever, you know. But, like, This is his life.
Yeah.
He got two kids. He's got a wife. I'm like, I'm not going to play with this man about this shit.
Also, his passion level is different.
Yeah, his passion level is different, too. So I don't want to just, you know, yes man him or whatever. So I gave him my actual thoughts,
mm-hmm.
which were about the album. Everything's great. It's
how many songs thereabouts?
Ooh.
Do you remember?
14?
Okay, good length. Okay.
But I was like, it starts off good, And then it takes you somewhere and it's just coasting on that. There's not another pickup or anything. And I think you need something to brighten it, because it's not a dark sounding album.
Sure.
But the mood is
serious.
It's more reflective type of mood. Well, yeah.
Just so serious.
Yeah, he's a serious guy. He know it. And
I don't play no games.
Yeah, because I even joked. I was like, he was like, when's the last time we had a hit or whatever, like a hit? And I was like, maybe Lotto, rip out the bag shit. And he was like, nah, bro. I was like, oh, you're not a feminist. And he's like, oh, yeah, of course, I'm not a feminist. I got a wife at home and blah, blah, blah. I was like, bro, just calm down. He got down. Let's just play it. But, while we were talking about it on the way to the studio, and he was kind of explaining, because he went and played the album for A&Rs and shit like that, and they were all saying, he needs a hit, he needs a hit, and he needs a hit. And that's something I've been telling him since, like, day one. Like, you at the time, for me and what Joseph does, I told him, yo, you need a power trip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You need that type of record.
Understood.
Yeah. But now we're in a different age. And I'm telling him, like, I'm on X video. Oh, X video. I am on X videos a lot.
Wild.
Yeah, I am on X videos a lot. But I'm on X a lot. And I'm on
Twitter.
TikTok
just say
a lot.
Yeah, Twitter,
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. And I'm on TikTok a lot. And I'm like, this is what we need to do. So I gave him the idea.
Yeah.
Told him what we should do. And then it switched to something else by the end of the night. I was like, you know what? Nobody's done this, and this will work. So I'm supposed to go to the studio again sometime this week get started on that.
Man, when you told me that you went there,
yeah,
we me and you talked about crazy full circle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because of where the studio's at.
Yeah, so when Dalton got his studio, like, outside of his house, it was in the, like, U-Haul storage space, but it was
a storage office. Yeah. Like, they had storages and offices, right?
Right.
But the one that, the particular unit I had, the person that used it before built a wall in front of his storage door.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this would be perfect for, like, a studio.
Yeah.
So I got it for, like, the low.
Yeah.
And that's where Chris, and we recorded Brandon, basically all our first big projects.
Yeah. Brandon, there, myself, Jawan.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, the guy who's running the studio now, or that his studio, is in that same U-Haul storage space. Not the same room we had.
No.
But, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. I told him, I was like, you know, we recorded, like, all our projects here. He was like, damn, word. Oh, Brandon's on the album, too, on Joseph's album.
Bando made it.
Yeah, Bando made it. It's a great record, too, of course. But that was probably the highlight of my week. But today something did happen at work, and it was probably top five greatest moments.
So it's funny?
My job.
It's funny?
It's funny, but it shouldn't be.
Okay.
So I let everybody know off the rip, I'm leaving at 4:00. So I'm not really doing anything today because I got to go shoot the pod. I'm not trying to get dirty, filthy, or whatever. I'm going straight from here to the pod. So I'm just going to be walking back and forth, making it look like I'm doing something. But whole time, I'm looking at the jackets or something. So I'm in the back just joking around with them in the back. We get a manager call. Now, me and Chase, you and me, Chase, on my birthday dinner, too. All right. Y'all can talk about anime and shit. And his wife's coming, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get to that in a minute. But so I told Chase, I was like, yo, I got it. Let's go see what's up. So I go up there, and we have a cashier up front. Me and him don't particularly rock with each other in that way, the way that I rock with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still have to be a leader or whatever. So I walked up. I was like, yo, what's going on? Because they're going at it, like, back and forth. And she was like, see, no, you're not going to just talk to me any type of way because I'm a new age woman. And he was like, well, I'm a new age man. He was like, I'm a new age man. And she was like, he was finna say something. He kind of paused before he said, man. I feel like he was gonna say, I'm a new age nigga. But she said it for him. She was like, yeah, you a nigga. You a nigga. And I was like, ma'am, what's going on? Like, come talk to me down here. Let's get away from the situation.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a black lady, too.
No, but it escalated that fast?
No, it was going. They were going. It was okay. Crazy.
And this was that cashier?
Yeah, the cashier and a black lady. Quinn is, I shouldn't have said his name. Fuck. Anyways, he's sassy, right? Okay. A little bit. So right. they were going.
All right.
And I'm like, yo, ma'am, come down here. What's going on? So what ended up happening was she tried to return some pants.
Okay.
To the store that we didn't sell her.
Oh, okay.
She got it from another Goodwill, and okay. We can't do that, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
Different SKUs. We gonna bring up SKUs later. All right. So we gonna bring that back full circle, yeah, too.
It will be full circle. Okay.
So I'm like, ma'am, let me show you something, right? I had another worker bring me a pair of our pants. I compared the tags. I was like, this one says store 100, and this one says store 101. So there's no possible way we could have even rang you up for these pants. It would not go through our system. And she was like, well, I just left that store, and they said they weren't theirs. And I was like, well, they lied, and I will call them, or you can call them, but I'll talk to them because this is clearly their pants. It's on the tag.
Yeah.
So I go back into the office. I get the number for that store. I come back out. She already got it on her phone. And I'm like, all right, perseverance. And nobody was answering the phone when she called. So she was walking me through it again. She was like, I don't usually buy clothes when I go to Goodwill. So that's how I know I got them here, because I was with my friend the other day and whoopty whoop. And I was like, ma'am, I'm not accusing you of stealing or switching tags or nothing like that. But there is just no way that this tag came here. Our system won't let us do that. So she was like, I'm on the verge of tears. So look, when she said that, I started getting a little amped, because I'm like, how many different ways can I say it, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt myself getting amped, and I was like about to tell her, you know what, just go get you some pants and let's call it even. But I didn't want to accuse her of switching tags, but that is a big thing with Goodwill.
Yeah, makes sense.
But at the same time,
on the verge of tears, though, how much are we talking?
She wasn't. There was no tears for me. No, she was.
I'm talking about money wise. How much was the refund for?
$5.49.
Okay.
It wasn't crazy. Like even the cashier was saying, I was just gonna give her some pants, but then she just started talking to me crazy, and he got more caught up in that.
Yeah, what'd you get up?
You up, and it's hard to come back down, right? I thought he was going to have, like, a shit day for the rest of the day, but he was joking, laughing again. Because a lot of people, in general, just internalize shit. Like, they don't know how to let it go. Right? So I was like, oh, shit, we finna be dealing with this shit too, loud. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of the day. But he turned it around, which is good. But so she was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. Right before, but I'm at the cusp of being like, just go get you some pants. But before I said it, she was like, I'm just going to leave. And I was like, okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But this is what it is, right? She leaves. So, again, like I said, we're joking about it throughout the store. We get a call on the phone. The other manager answers the phone. He was like, Chris, it's for you. He says it like a chirper voice. He knows the situation. He went out there, but I told him. And I was like, it's for me. He was like, yeah, she asked for a black dude, blue coat, and dreads. So I was like, okay, that's me. So I go to the phone, and she was like, hey, it's the lady with the pants. And I was like, hey, what's going on? Now, I'm thinking she finished, like, say, I'm going to call them people on y'all about that situation because of their back and forth. So I'm like, how can I help you, ma'am? And she was like, I just want to let you know that I found the receipt for the other store, and I took the pants back, and I returned them. I was like, oh, okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. And she was like, you know, I want to apologize, but, you know, I went to that place with him and he went to that place with me. And I couldn't feel like I was being accused of stealing. And I was like, no, I totally understand that, you know, and I'm sorry for the situation or whatever. Have a good day, basically, you know. And she was like, thank you, and I'm sorry again, blah, blah, blah. Hung up, let him know that she called and apologized. He was like, to who? Because she didn't ask to talk to him or apologize to him. So, but I was just like, she apologized for the situation. You know, because he does deserve an apology. I don't think she should have called him a nigga at the store like that in front of customers and stuff. But I told the other manager, mind you, everyone knows that me and this guy, we don't really rock. But I told him, I was like, look, if that lady called corporate on him, he was in the right. Like, we got to have his back. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was there and I heard what he said.
Yeah, what did he say?
He was just like, basically, he was just matching her energy. He's like, well, I'm sorry. But, you know, just snapping.
But did he say anything crazy?
No, he didn't call her, like, out of her name or nothing like
but
that.
But he just got to that level
of
agitation.
He was giving her attitude. Which, again, it's hard to not do when you have a customer that's, like, coming at you that way.
Yeah, I'm speaking sports or something.
Right. Especially
yeah.
If you know you're right. Like, 1,000,000,000% right.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah, you had all the evidence. Like,
yeah, look, we had
the tags is different. Yeah, like, you didn't buy that here.
No, you did it, and I'm sorry. I was like, we wouldn't even price these type of pants this low at our store. $5.49. This just easily would have been like $7. So I'm like, nah.
Look at the amounts we're talking about.
Yeah,
this is where that principal argument comes in. Yeah, it's about the principal.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
she did say it was about the principal.
It had to be because we talking about $5, bro. If someone told me if I had an item and I returned it, and they're like, yo, we can't return. I'll be like, okay, it's $5. I'll be like, bet.
Right.
Because I'm like, whatever, bro.
Right.
It ain't worth the argument.
Yeah, it's not. But it's cold. She didn't eat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she was just irritated. Yeah. So it became worse.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, it's the principle of the matter.
Right. She did say that on the phone.
I'm trying to return these pants.
Right.
I can't return these pants.
Right.
I'm mad.
Right. Exactly.
And this man.
Right.
Was mad with me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's retail, man. It's hard. Because people don't understand, like, people always talk about, like, day workers, right? But,
right.
Like, retail's tough, man. You deal with so many different people. It you could have 4 days of, like, fantastic customers or being slow or whatever, and you're just chilling.
Right.
But that one day that's tough will fucking ruin your week.
Yeah, it will.
Just be like, man, that was fucking, like, because time stands still.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bro. And then you're just arguing with somebody over, and you look back at it, you're just like, bro, what were you? We're arguing about some fucking pants.
That's $5.
But in the ideal, we're talking about pants.
Yeah, that happens
to a bunch of people if you go to any retail store, Gap, H&M, Uniqlo, anything, right? Someone out there is arguing about some stupid superficial shit. Or like, we don't have any more blue shirts. Did you check in the back?
Yeah.
We don't have any stock in the back.
Right.
But did you check? I'm telling you, we don't stock anything in the back.
Yeah.
And they think everybody's trying to lie to them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Retail is tough. You're exactly right. There's been days.
I've been there.
I have workers cry. I have to go to the back. And I'm like, it shouldn't happen anywhere, obviously. But I'm like, bro, this is fucking Goodwill, bro. These niggas is already coming in here getting shit for mad cheap. Why are you trying to ruin somebody's day over a $13 coat, bruh? Like, why are you upset with us? We don't set our prices, so to speak. We have
a guide.
Yeah, we have 5 different prices. We just go with what we think is best. Some days. Some days, like, say we sold this chair, right? We brought these chairs in and we knew it came from IKEA, we would look up IKEA's price. Say IKEA was selling these for $33.45. We would divide that by 3 and put a sticker on it and go. Like, and some people are still like, this is too high. I was like, ma'am, this is how we do it. I can't. These are the breaks. But I made a mistake. I made a vital mistake. I let these people know my name. Well, you have to, though. Well, yeah, but I could have just been black guy with dreads. You know what I'm saying? I could have just been that. But once they know.
Don't be Chris, man.
I have no choice at this point. I'm not going to incriminate myself. I'm going to just say this. I have customers that look for me by name when they're shopping. Now, I do have customers that, Chris, do you like this? Like, I got some clothes in the back that's in the car right now. I didn't buy none of that. The customers bought it for me. Like, oh, Chris, I think you look cute in this, or you look good, or whatever. You know, black ladies, they take care of people like that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, there's just, I was telling Joseph again to get back to the story. I deal with people all the fucking time. He's like, look, bro, I know I'm a teacher, so I understand. I'm like, yeah, you get it.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, let's talk.
We have a lot of, like artists or like creatives, right?
Uh-huh.
They do have jobs,
right?
And then just listen to that. Joseph was a teacher.
Yeah. Doe was a teacher.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What wonderful teachers they probably, like, legitimately. Like, if Joseph was my teacher, that would be super fucking lit.
Yeah, I have a, yeah.
I know, and Doe is so, like, chill.
Yeah, laid back.
And I bet when he get there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, they know it's for real.
I would say this about Doe. I feel like when he goes home, he's still thinking about the kids. Like, damn, I know I have that kid that don't get lunch or whatever. I feel like he's that type of teacher.
Yeah.
Where Joseph, like you said, I feel like he's just super cool, chill. And I feel like his talks to get kids back on track are more meaningful.
Man,
like, I'm sure he can connect.
I would love to see,
yeah,
like, his teaching style. Just
I'm gonna ask.
I think his wife's a teacher too.
That I'm not.
I think she's also in education, if I'm not mistaken.
Makes sense. Two teachers.
But man, this makes him being a teacher just makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
Because of, like, his demeanor and how he carries himself. It just makes so much sense. Yeah. Like, and, you know, shout out to them, because teachers are very much needed, especially people like them.
Yeah.
I just wish they got paid more.
Yeah.
They were more appreciated out here, because that's a fucking tough job.
This is like the fucking baby boomer of male teachers generation. Like, I had no male teachers growing up. Like, none. Not PE teacher, not a librarian, nothing.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. I had my only male teacher at elementary school was my PE teacher. I mean, no, I'm sorry, my math teacher in fifth grade.
My PE teacher could have been male, though. I can't, I'm not going to lie.
That's always how it is, though.
Yeah, I couldn't tell with her. I'm not going to lie, Katie knows what I'm talking about. I have no idea. But I love Miss Tiller. I mean, I got to stop saying names.
You can say them.
Okay, yeah, I love Miss Tiller to death, though. But she definitely was on the roids. I tell you that right now. She was on the roids, and she had the worst tan ever. But she was the funnest teacher we had.
Yeah, we had.
Love Miss Tiller.
Our PE teacher was Miss Boyd. Had her all. I had her all 5 years at elementary
school. I think we had one male teacher, Mr. Todd or some shit, and he married one of the finest teachers, which was Miss Fields. But the finest teacher in that motherfucking school, Bryant Elementary. Miss Tolentino, bruh. Fair skin, had the Halle Berry cut, green eyes. Oh my God. And I didn't have her as a teacher, bro. And there was only two black teachers there at the time, besides the lunch ladies, of course. Miss Billups, which I had first and fifth grade, and Miss Tolentino was second grade, but I didn't have her. But she was gorgeous. I wonder how she's doing right now. I bet she's on Facebook. Got that young nigga fever or not. You feel me? Because
you can shoot your shot now.
Yeah.
You could.
I can read now. Yeah. All right. I guess enough about us. A couple things happened out there in the world over the past few days.
Hold on.
All right.
Just want to give y'all an update.
Oh, God.
While we're live.
Yeah. What we got?
So we are. It is 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in the second half.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys are about to score, but the score is 34-10.
Excuse me. I'm not good at math. How many touchdowns I got to get to win?
A lot. Cowboys just scored, so now it's 34. It's about to be 34-17. So,
oh, yeah.
They're halfway there.
Yeah, they got to score a lot. They got to score a
lot. But they're running out of time.
Okay, so this clip just actually started going viral on the 13th.
When was the episode from?
The Art of Dialogue.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, when did this, did you know when this episode aired, or is it not aired yet?
I'm not sure if it aired or not. But it's The Art of Dialogue, filmed by The Cutting Room Floor. So Yasiin Bey.
Yeah, this has caused discourse all over the internet.
AKA or FKA.
Mos Def.
Mos Def says Drake's music is pop and compatible with shopping at Target. It sent the X sphere or Twitter sphere
on fucking
fire.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play a little bit of what happened in the clip. It's
like is Drake hip hop?
Pregnant pause.
Drake is pop to me, in the sense like if I was in Target in Houston and I heard a Drake song, it feels like a lot of his music is compatible with shopping.
Even she laughed. But it's his pause. Y'all gotta understand, he's a comedic actor.
Or it's, you know, shopping with the edge. in certain instances.
Fair. I like Drake's music, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Of course. I mean,
it's commercial, entertaining, fun, good, it's formulaic music.
It's likable.
Likable music, yeah.
But watch how he does this. Likable.
But is it... You know, I'm going to leave you alone. We're going to move.
She was trying to move forward. Yeah. So many SKUs.
So many products.
Yeah.
So many SKUs.
So many SKUs.
Yeah.
Look at all these SKUs.
Full circle.
Oh, so many products.
So much merchandising. So many barcodes.
I love this mall. Look at this place. I mean, look at this place. They have everything. Everything's here. They have everything here. Oh. This is great. This is a new Drake. You hear it? It's great.
This is the part I want to talk about more than
okay.
Me. Yeah.
What happens when this thing collapses?
That's the question.
What happens when the columns start buckling? Are we not in some early stage of that at this present hour? Are we seeing like the collapse of the empire? Buying and selling. Where's the message that I can use?
Right.
You know, what's in it for your audience apart from like banging the pom poms?
Mm. Okay.
See, that's the part people skip.
Yeah.
But you know, but we'll get to both parts.
Right.
Yeah. So let's
do the last part first, and okay. Then go to Drake,
because the discourse was over the first part.
Right.
So, but they missed the question of what happens when this all collapses. Right.
So,
because what remains?
My retort to that.
Yes.
Was love most to death. And I put the drums, you know, because that was funny to me. But the thing, this thing of ours is only 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We have no reference point to how this thing was supposed to go even 25 years in.
Sure, yeah.
I just wish more OGs kept that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is hip hop was birthed 50 years ago in a park. Like, yep. Don's favorite rap.
I was about to
hip-hop
say.
Hip hop started out in the park. Yeah, yeah, that's Don's shit, right?
Yeah.
So it started 50 years ago as a form of rebellion, teaching,
expression, yeah.
Expression, dancing, graffiti, the elements, everything that comes with it. So did they have an idea of what hip hop was going to be 5 years from then? Probably not. Mm-hmm. They thought, as forward thinking as fast as the genre grew, as forward thinking as it grew, they could not have, especially with the people who started
at that point. At that point, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got guys like
Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, I'm blanking, and I want to say KRS to go, because he is the more preserver of hip hop, self proclaimed preserver of hip hop.
No, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. But I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. that's, you know, if you start something,
Hurt.
It has to grow.
Uh-huh.
And it has to change, and it has to evolve.
Yeah.
But we like I said, there is no reference point with this. So how did we know from point A to point B that it's going to go from you're not making any money to where you can make $100 million from it? We did not know. Yeah. And if you say you knew,
sure,
you're lying. And if you say that hip hop was supposed to remain what it is, then that's why you're not here today.
Mm-hmm.
Because you saw nothing outside of yourself and what you perceive to be.
Yeah.
And that's my point on that. Like, the building cannot collapse. The building cannot fall. It can only be upgraded. Can some like mortar start or bricks start falling off of the building because of foundation shifting? Of course.
So, Here's also the point to that as well. Like, even further than if you just look at past hip hop, right?
Right.
The music industry as a whole,
mm-hmm.
if you take out certain names, it's all like this. It doesn't matter what genre you're picking, because there's only certain names that are like your mega stars.
Right.
Drake is just one of them.
Right.
But the music industry as a whole is that's what's crumbling. Mm-hmm. It's not hip hop. The
right.
genre.
Right.
Because I think hip-hop is like...
in a great space.
Yeah, I mean, and then no matter what genre you're in, you're always a product of the time you're in.
Right.
Because it's just... that's just how it works.
Right.
I think Pharrell said it. Like, he said, like, there's always a reset.
Yeah.
Like, every 5 to 10 years is a reset, which we saw. We saw Snap Music happen, then disappear.
Right.
But what Snap Music did was create a lane because they made ringtones popular. All this microwave stuff, right?
Right.
But they were but when you look at that, people were making quick hits, and then getting paid and dipping,
right?
They weren't there for longevity,
right? Those,
there were people there for that,
right?
But like that moment, they were boom. I got my shit,
right?
I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So it's a weird thing. So like, I know what he's saying. He's like, so when it's all crumbles and falls out, basically what is remaining,
right?
Right? Like what does he have? Right. I mean, first off, he's rich as fuck.
Drake,
he has his own jet.
Right.
I mean,
I need a Max Ween.
But I mean, it's just it's a hard question to answer.
It's not though, because
I'm saying because generally what happens when something is torn down, it just rebuilds itself, right?
Right.
So like what is that? We don't know. We're not there yet. But
we won't be there, bro. It's impossible. You know why? Because there's no true design to this shit. Like he's like the SKUs thing, right? There's so many SKUs.
Yeah, because
if Drake had them all and all you could buy is Drake songs, there's going to be a song in there for you, for me, for Ryan, for Katie, for Shelby, whatever, right? So Drake right now has he doesn't have the biggest catalog in the world. But
it's big.
It's a big catalog. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Drake. Is he to be faulted for serving as many people as he did? Because I get what I get what Moses is saying. He's saying when I talk, he didn't say this, but I'm assuming when I talk, I'm talking to a specific group of people.
Yeah, and it's also you gotta think about the time he came in the game, right? So the 90s, what we call like
a lot of the
golden age, right?
Yeah.
But the reason it's the golden age is because all these things became that's when hip hop took to like a different level, and you had all these gangsta rap,
winning Grammys.
You had all these things happening, right? You know, and he's there for the birth of all that, and then going past that, right? So, he was in it for the art,
right?
And then like
clearly.
The love of it, right?
Clearly.
And that's okay if someone's not. I want to be clear.
Facts.
That's fine. You can use this as a catapult.
Yeah.
I don't fault anybody for making money the way they can. Like,
right.
When people try to complain about people making money on TikTok.
Right.
That's not the kid's fault for growing up with this shit and learning how to fucking game the system.
Right.
Fuck the system, right?
Right.
Like,
always.
If you can find a way to exploit it and make money off of it, why should someone have to work at an oil rig, blah, blah, blah? Or if I can dance on the camera and get paid for it, I'm going to do the easier option.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, because, like what I always tell Shelby, like when we talk about dream jobs and stuff, I don't dream of labor, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't. I just,
right.
You just want to be comfortable and not think about it, right?
Right.
So if you have an option to do that. So like Drake is that.
Right.
Sure, he's consumerism as a person.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with Drake though. Drake doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Because there is consumerism that sucks.
Right. Facts.
Drake doesn't suck.
He don't suck.
Pause. Like you said, he makes music for everybody. I don't like everything Drake's put out, but I would never, we said it plenty of times, I will never say Drake is terrible.
You can't utter
He's actually a good artist.
Yeah, he is.
He can rap.
Yeah.
Now, what came from this, we'll talk about in a second. We'll dissect that more. But what I'm saying is like what he might be Target. I like Target.
Yeah, who doesn't?
It's a great shopping experience.
Yes, it is.
But would you rather go to Target or Walmart with kids crying? You know what I'm saying? You pick one. You pay the price for those.
Yeah, you pay for what you get.
And now Walmart's kind of lost the edge because they're not 24 hours anymore.
Yeah,
was the reason why people would go to Walmart.
Yeah.
I could go at 3 a.m. and get what I needed.
Right.
And not worry about it.
Right.
And then there'd be one checkout lane open and we all waiting in one line.
Usually when something like that happens, though, to speak on Walmart, because it happened with our store, they're spending dimes to make pennies.
Yeah.
They probably weren't getting a lot of business at Walmart to stay open till 3 a.m.
They stopped at 24 hours because of the pandemic.
Well, I know. That's we stopped it because of the pandemic too, but then they realized after doing some analytics, like, yo, we're spending more money staying open than we need to. But anyways, continue with your point. I just want to say.
Yeah, but But it opens up. Like, that's the thing with these kind of topics, right? It opens up so much discourse or conversation. Right. And I think that's the, instead of just having like a healthy conversation about it, the internet always takes it to some stupid point.
Right.
Which
Drake raps better than most.
Which was the point is like Drake is bigger than Mos Def. No fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, no one's even argued that. Mos Def wouldn't even tell you that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, Mos Def, we're talking about Mos Def, he is for the artistry of rap, right? So I remember back when Lil Wayne and Jay-Z said they were the best rappers alive. Mos Def said, "I'll get my best five, y'all get y'all best five, and we'll do a battle, see who comes out on top."
Right.
Because he's about the sport, the rap of it.
Yeah.
Like, and he was talking about like him, Black Thought and stuff like that. Yeah, he's talking about technical rappers, right? To me, Jay-Z's still the best rapper, right?
Without a question.
And I think Mos Def could even tell you he probably is.
Yeah.
But I think he was saying, like, I can get five people that could rap better than your five is what he was trying to say.
Who would be Jay-Z's five? Him, Wayne, who else?
But that's the thing. Who would he pick? He named his five in the video. It's a long time ago. I can pull it up.
Yeah.
But, like, I know him and Black Thought were in that. And he said Black Thought was going to be on his. But I'm saying is, we're talking about two different things, right? Skill.
Yeah.
And then, like, because skill doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be the best at something, right?
If Jay-Z were...
this isn't engineering,
If Jay-Z got 21 Savage, it's up for them niggas, bro. I'm telling you that right now. And 21 Savage spit that verse he spit on Jimmy Cook's in a cypher. Like, imagine he did that off the head in a cypher.
Off the cuff, yeah. So here's the thing, though. Like, so...
Night, nigga.
We'll just go to the second part. So, so what happened after this, people immediately went to Drake is a better rapper than Mos Def.
Right.
And a lot of people that were saying that never heard Mos Def, right?
Right.
Which, that's just what happens, right? Because Mos Def is not the biggest rapper in the world.
No.
I mean, you...
He's a niche.
He's a niche. And it also, he doesn't make...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Music all the time,
right?
So you'd have to be like just tapped in, or
that
like
nigga was being held as a like a fucking prisoner of war, bruh, for what was that? A little bit, like there was like a Free Mos campaign.
Yeah,
he got stuck in Africa.
In a country.
Yeah,
and then he also forcefully did the thing. He was like, "This is what happens in Guantanamo Bay."
He got force fed.
Yeah. But I mean, Mos Def does more than just like, but. What I'm saying is, like, he doesn't have the catalog to be like, but we're not going to say Drake's a better rapper than Mos Def.
Nah.
Because if we're talking about
technically
rap, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But Drake is bigger than Mos Def.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Mos definitely.
But that also just, you can't use that in your argument if you're saying Drake's not pop, because that is.
Yeah, that's proving Mos' point.
Yeah, because he is.
Yeah, I seen, I'm sorry.
He is the bigger artist.
That's
and
a fact.
And he always was going to be with the type of music he made.
Yeah.
Mos Def doesn't make that type of music. He's very much a wine artist. Like, you have to have an acquired taste.
Right.
It's like MF Doom. You can't, if I just had some random person, I turned on MM Food or I put on Mad Villainy, they're gonna be like, "Whoa, what the fuck is this?" Like, if I didn't tell you what it was, if I just put on Drake, people are just gonna ride. It don't matter.
Tony had just tweeted a, he had quote tweeted and said, "What's the first MF Doom line that comes to your head?" And when I read it, obviously I know, but like when I read it, I was like, "Fuck, that's such a good line." But it's the living on borrowed time, the clock ticks faster or something like that. It was like, fuck, like he said a lifetime in that bar. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's one of those, like, that shit crazy.
And see, and shit like that. We're talking, mm-hmm. you know, technical ability to rap, you mm-hmm. know, and that's different than, like, because I if you want to talk about artistry, right, mm-hmm. like, who's a better artist? I'm going to say Drake is a better artist, because mm-hmm. of what he does, what he brings to the table. Like, right. he can give you a hit. He can give you a clean record.
Yeah.
He can give me bars. Mos Def is just always going to give me bars and going to be Mos Def, and he's not going to change
that. He can do the melody.
But he's going to do what he does, no matter what. He's not going to do anything for me.
I like that. My favorite Mos song is the record he did for the Blade 2 soundtrack.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That shit is hard, nigga. Yeah, yeah. That shit hard. I can't stop. Yeah, he's going two of the.
You also like Respiration a lot from Blackstar.
Yeah, that shit hard too. No cap.
Shout out to
Metropolis.
Yeah, Common. Common smoked that.
She smoked that shit.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like Chris, you always say two things can be right.
Oh yeah. So you can walk a chew gum, baby.
So. Like, I don't know why people always have to turn. He did not, like, fucking shit on Drake.
Nah.
And I don't know why I had to turn to a Mos Def versus Drake thing.
Well, he there was humor in there. Like,
of course.
It's likable. Like, all that. Yeah. Like, that's going
to
be the.
Because he wasn't trying to be like, you know, he was trying to figure
it's not,
out.
He didn't want to say it's not for me, because then he would be perceived as a hater. There was a message in what he was trying to get.
Yeah, in. Like, and the message was just consumerism.
And it's big. Yeah, it's bigger than Drake. Like, Drake was the. It, but see, if a Drake stan were to come out and say that, then I'd be like, okay, you have a point. If they were to say, Drake is always the target. Like, Drake is always the dartboard or whatever. Yeah, right? So it's like,
because he is. Because you're looking at big names, right? He is the pinnacle right now.
Yeah, 2 decades ago, it would have been Jay-Z. Somebody would have said Jay-Z.
Or Kanye, name, right?
Like, maybe not Kanye. Because maybe.
Like, Kanye's a pinnacle, though.
He is, but I don't think. But Kanye was always, I'm going to wear dress shirts and rap about big booty bitches. Like, that's just who I am. So I feel like.
It's your birthday.
People were going to be. He had everybody, is what I'm getting at.
It's bad out here. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, Chris.
Oh, man.
It's just getting worse. I don't even want to give y'all updates anymore. Yeah. But, you know, I just feel like it's okay to have, like, conversations. I love conversations.
Right.
And shout outs to, what's the name of her show?
I want, yeah, I lost. Hold on, give me a
second. But shouts to her in general for just getting Mos Def on there, because she's about to get hella
spins. It's called The Art of Dialogue. That's so, the page. The Art of Dialogue is the number one source of celebrity interviews, bringing you top tier content.
So shout to her. She's going to get hella listens.
Let me see. Well, The Cutting Room Floor is her show, I'm assuming.
Okay, so I want to know her show.
I'm assuming that's her show.
Okay, but I'm more concerned about her show, because I want her to get the likes, you know, because she's the one who made this conversation happen. But
let me see.
Yeah, it's and it's okay to have a difference of opinion, guys.
Okay, so a Wiki Home for digital. I don't know. Say that word. Discovering is having an unused cut in. Oh no, this isn't. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But anyways. Yeah, shout out to her.
But yeah, because she's going to get hella spins. But it's okay to have a different opinion. Yeah, but you don't have to, people don't have to get so defensive by someone's opinion.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, because every time, like, an older artist speaks, you always have to act like they're, like, attacking these kids.
And then they'll go and start tweeting lines in reference to the situation. Like, somebody had tweeted... the Jay-Z lyric, "Oh nigga, stop acting brand new like Tupac didn't have a nose ring too," and referring to the Mos Def, because it's always older versus younger. Like, back in my day, this how shit went, and it's not that. Again, he's talking about the consumerism point of view, but if you break it down from, like, the hip hop point of view, like I stated, there is no right or wrong. You can have a Tizo touchdown,
yeah,
and you can have a J. Cole, It's like they can coexist.
And Kendrick is still here too.
And Kendrick,
you have all these things.
I was thinking about like two totally polar opposite people. Those are just
but I'm saying you have the rapidy rap.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at because it's been so many. It's 50 years in, right?
Yeah.
We have these options.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
So like back then, all you had was rapidy rap.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that were making like the bangers back then were still rapidy rap. Mm-hmm. Like regardless if they don't say that, they were like. Biggie, Tupac were still rapidy rap motherfuckers.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. I'm finna take it. It's finna go somewhere else.
All right, let's pivot. Let's fuck it.
I'm asking you this as a white man, okay?
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Actually, let me not ask you this as a white man.
I am white.
Because as soon as I thought about it, I just saw Katie's face, and I was like, "That's probably bad. So that means stop.
Why?
But, because what I'm going to ask, okay, I'm going to say this, and then you just say something,
all right?
It's no secret that I do not like new blacks, right?
I
mentioned this on several different occasions.
And off air, plenty of times.
Off air. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but off air, I get way more vulgar.
Yes.
So here's my thing with new blacks. I don't care about making white people feel uncomfortable when they express their blackness. Like, I don't care about. Like, that's not what bothers me.
Sure.
Not express their blackness, but just be. Like, if just being offends anyone, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, then that's the problem, right? I don't like when these new blacks have to repetitively tell you I'm black.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, I didn't know that. You know, like on the Runaway film when the dude leans over to Kanye, he's like, you know your girlfriend's a Phoenix. And Kanye was like, no, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Like, duh, like,
yeah.
So what does make me feel a certain type of way. Yeah, he's horrible. What makes me feel like cringe is like I watch these actor roundtables, right? And they'll have anybody from.
Oh, yeah.
I love those. They have the directors. They have songwriters.
And they have a real random mix of people.
Yeah. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time, it's like they write a script for these people, these new blacks to say. Me as a woman of color, or me as a man of color, or whatever. And anybody, Benicio del Toro could be sitting across from them.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, what have these people in this room done to make you feel like you have to say that I'm black in this particular moment?
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually they are talking about the industry, right?
Which we know it's a common problem.
Right, we know it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying don't talk about the problem. Taraji P has kind of went viral maybe a week and a half ago about
her point's active though.
No, because
the pay disparity for women in general.
Right. Is
crazy.
Right.
I mean, especially if you look
like in the reference they keep bringing up is Viola Davis. Viola Davis said they keep telling me I'm the black Meryl Streep. They was like, well, pay me like the white one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because she is that good. And I'm gonna be honest, I ain't really seen no movies with Meryl Streep. I know like to our generation, maybe Devil Wears Prada is like her big thing.
Yeah, she was probably more before that.
Yeah, which I understand, but I've never seen a Meryl Streep film and be like, because I don't think I ever watched it. I never even seen the Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. But it's not your lane.
Right, it's not. Yeah. But to get back to what I was saying, like I just don't see people talking like that. Well, people obviously they do. But in my experience, which is what I have to learn to keep in mind, in my experience, I never had to go somewhere and be like, well, me as a black man, this is blah, 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 blah. I'm just going up to somebody and be like, Donald, tell me his experience went one way. We both go in for an interview. You come out happier than me. I go in and we talk about experience, and Don's just like, oh, yeah, he asked me this, he asked me that, he asked me this. And then I just retort, oh, me as a black man, I wouldn't do that. I'd just be like, yeah, bro, I don't think he really fucked with me, but it's cool. I'm going to, you know, figure some shit out or whatever. It's not going, I'm not automatically pulling the as a black man card out of my pot. Like, that shit is weak to me. I had to tell this girl who. I don't even remember the context of the conversation. I told her, look, before anything, you are black. Before you gay, straight, before you fat, skinny, tall, short, you are black. Like, let's get that out of the way. That should be lingering, but I don't think it's something that you should always just throw your dick on the table about, like, this is supposed to move the needle for you somehow. Like, I hate that shit. I don't know why I just brought that up, but it was on my heart to say. Anyways, what else we got? Oh, yeah. Speaking of...
You said it was, you wanted to ask me something because I'm white.
I was going to say, how do you feel about black people saying as a person of color or whatever?
I don't have nothing to say about
it. I know. That's why I stopped, because I saw Katie's face and I was like, if I said, Katie going to be like, yo, Chris, what, you know, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. But anyways, in more pressing news, the Jews are building tunnels in New York.
Wild headline.
Yeah.
The Jews are building tunnels in New York.
So at first when I seen this, the first thing that I saw was...
this man climbing out a manhole?
Well, no. I saw somebody taking a clip of one of the Batman films and syncing it up with the tunnel.
Really?
Being like, New York is really Gotham.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know what they're talking about. And then as the day progressed...
You saw the clip.
I started seeing more and more about the Jewish people. They're called a certain type of Jewish, though. It's like...
Okay.
Fuck. It's not... Orthodox Jew. Or whatever. Unorthodox. Oh. That's what they say.
A what?
Okay. Orthodox Jew is... hold on. Let me make sure. I don't want to offend nobody. They're going to cut our funding.
Really?
I'm Googling, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't spell Orthodox. Okay. Orthodox Judaism is the collective term for the traditional branches of contemporary Judaism. Theologically, it is defined by regarding the Torah, both written and oral, as revealed by God to Moses on Mount Sinai, and faithfully transmitted ever since. Okay, so what is the difference between an Orthodox Christian and Jew? Okay, that's blah, blah, blah. So they were calling them Orthodox Jewish people.
Okay.
So I guess it's like they deep into the shit, I guess Drake would be an unorthodox Jew because he's mixed. Yeah.
Okay.
With black.
Okay.
With a Memphis nigga.
All right, too. But
needless to say, some Jewish men built a tunnel that's leading from, they go to a synagogue, right?
Synagogue.
From a synagogue to under a Muslim child museum. And
I didn't know the destination, but.
But it said it connects from synagogue to synagogue, but it also connects to this museum somehow.
Okay.
We got to break this down. I'm not accusing. I don't know. This is just what's been coming out. So pick this apart. What's true and what's false. Once hopefully we get more news, because it is interesting. If niggas could just start building tunnels under the, you know what I'm saying?
The first point, they have fucking tunnels.
Yeah.
Let's just start there.
Yeah. Right. So, the mayor of New York sent all the police that he had, I guess, working that day.
All 12.
Into the tunnel.
Okay.
To investigate what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
Obviously, by now you saw the clip, bunch of old Jewish men getting arrested and things of that sort. What they found was like baby chairs, strollers, mattresses with like urine and poop stains, blood stains, stuff like that. So they're trying to figure out what were they doing down there, right? They people want answers. Mm-hmm. Some of the older men in the Jewish community came out and said, yo, the people who got arrested are radical Jews. They're just upset because I guess they were blocked off from going to the synagogue. Like maybe they were like persecuted in some way. Like they weren't allowed to go to the synagogue.
They're banned or something?
Some shit like that. But on the flip side, they were saying, well, the people that we saw get arrested all look like they're, you know, late 50s, whatever. So they're trying to say is they're covering up for really what was going on down there, which we have no idea what was going on.
Human trafficking or something?
Who knows, bro?
Okay.
Who knows? But, you know, I was listening to another podcast earlier today, and they were like, let this would have been the other way around. Let this been some Muslims building tunnels under the ground.
Absolutely.
I like how much they would have turned up, and it could have been harmless fun or whatever the fuck. Were laws broken? I'm sure you can't just dig tunnels under the ground. What is the severity of their punishment going to be for that, though? Like, is this just a slap on the wrist? Don't do it anymore. Are we going to cement the tunnels off? Like, what's going to happen? I'm curious. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if but I feel like this is going to get buried, though. No pun intended.
Yeah, this is something that's going to go, because, like, people are already stopped talking about it already. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to get a whole lot of media talk.
Yeah.
They'd much rather talk about other
things. If anything else is going on in the world, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
But tunnels.
It's crazy, in New York. Crazy. Now, if this was like Prohibition or some shit, if they was trying to get some shit off, I feel them. If they was muling drugs or something,
I
feel
them. Only tunnels I want to see in New York is Ninja Turtles, man. That's all I want to see.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I still got to watch that new movie, too, man.
Man, you got to. Banger.
Yeah, I got to. I got to check that out. I'm starting to feel this whiskey a little bit. Not going to lie.
Do you want any more?
Probably, because I'm running a little low. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see where I get. You're not supposed to talk with. Well, actually, let me rewind. So, one of my coworkers saw the clip from last week's pod of me saying that I would smash Gypsy Rose, which I would. I ain't taking shit back, get it back in blood.
Okay.
So, in talking about that, we were just having an open dialogue at work the other day.
Okay.
So, I asked everybody, I was like, hey, I got a comment on the post. A woman said, hey, she should be in jail. And I was
I did see that. Yeah.
So I was like,
she did go to jail.
Yeah, she did her time, brother. Like, what do you want, right?
Yeah.
So I asked, do y'all think she should be in jail? Still. And of course, I asked a bunch of women. So, of course, they were like, no, she did her time. Because somebody, you know, another man probably would have threw some perspective in there. Like, well, why is Buddy in there for life? If you know what I'm saying, I guess because he actually did it, maybe, I guess. I don't know. But my coworker went on to say, was like, yeah, I'd kill my mom if she did me like that. I was like, wait, what the fuck? And look, this is what I'm going to say about the Gypsy Rose thing. We could put this to bed after I put her to bed.
Stop.
So we can put this to bed for real. Was killing her mother the right thing to do, right?
Right.
Would I do it? Would I kill my mom? No.
You didn't grow up in that situation.
I didn't, so it's hard for me to say.
Exactly, it's hard to put yourself in those
in that situation. Yeah, yeah. But if I were, my first thing to do is get her jumped. All right.
Get her ass beat. Yeah.
She gonna get beat up. I'm sorry, Mom. I love you. I wouldn't do this to you in real life, but hypothetically. Get her beat up. I'm never talking to you again. I'm going to the cops, get you persecuted to the highest degree of the law. I just couldn't.
Yeah, is murder the only option?
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't have got her beat up, but I'm definitely now that I'm aware of the situation.
I told you Sean Jay's lying.
What's that? Oh. Yeah,
I ain't say he should have killed her.
Yeah,
but I understand. Mm-hmm. but it's
And since she didn't go through with it herself, like she was just like, oh, I'm so angry, I could kill you. Like she didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I get it, but I just don't know. Like you said, is that the only option?
Also, here's my mindset on that. I think murder is too easy of a way out.
Yeah,
because like I was like. If someone like if especially if like something like bro, my whole life is a lie, right?
Right.
I want you to suffer for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So you and I want you to see me win, right?
Yeah.
Like I want to flip it on the head, right? Because mm-hmm. murder is just like it's done. You're gone. Mm-hmm. there's no more consequence for you. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to answer for, right? And then I'm going to get in trouble for it.
Right.
So, like, I'm like,
Double punishment.
Yeah, I'm like, no, no,
for myself.
I want them to see me win. I want you to, like, because you, like, bro, you made my life my life hell to this point.
Yeah.
And then, like them as a parent knowing, like, oh, man, like, seeing them get successful and they can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be crazy. Because their story is fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's like, a crazy story, bro. Like, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But, again, but if there was harm that happened, like, absolutely, physical harm, obviously. Absolutely. So it's like, anywhere else, she probably, I don't know. But I don't agree with she should still be in jail. I do feel like she is, well, I don't really know because she hadn't spoken. Well, I'm sure she's had interviews while she was in jail as she feels remorseful or any type of thing. But once she starts talking about I'll be able to better kind of gauge how I feel about.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't had any, like,
sit down with Oprah or Gayle or
like
some
a big
shit.
Big
yeah.
interview yeah. yet. I'm sure
what they need to, Ricky Lake need to come back. I feel like this is a Ricky Lake.
So she's gonna have a conversation with somebody at some point.
Yeah, she has to. Speaking of conversations, Jonathan Majors sat down with the reporter. Did you check that one out?
I caught clips.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is he needs to relax for a little bit.
I feel like he has been. This is the only time he spoke.
But he didn't make it any better.
No, I can't say that he did.
Because if I know, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. People are dinging me for being like telling this white woman to be Coretta Scott King. Mm-hmm. The first thing I'm not going to say about Megan Good is she's being a Coretta Scott King.
I found my Coretta.
I think he deliberately is saying this shit.
Yeah, maybe.
And
he probably knows that they're joking on him.
He's got to cool it.
Yeah, that part, yes. I will say this.
I told you they blackballing him right now, though.
Yeah, I had... Bro, the Dennis Rodman movie? He can't play Dennis Rodman? That's fucking... That's wild,
Dennis
bro.
Rodman's a wild boy.
That's wild.
And a wild boy can't... But...
This is what I will say.
Yeah.
He got railroaded in trial. I feel like...
Okay, also... no. 1 minute. But, I also want people, like, because people were, like, misconstruing, like, what happened, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, he had four, like, he was accused of four counts. He got acquitted for two and got, the two that he was guilty for was for the injury for her finger.
Right.
When he pulled the phone away.
Right.
And then because he was, like, the texting, like,
right,
don't
right,
do
right,
this
right,
shit.
Right, but, right, 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 right.
But it wasn't, it wasn't for beating her ass.
Yeah.
It was literally, for emotional trauma and then pulling that phone and then her finger got injured.
So this is what I'm going to say about that, as far as the railroading, though.
Yes.
I've never put my hands on a woman before in any capacity. Other than, obviously, you know. But I can imagine big, black, strong man, right, pick up this little frail white woman and throwing her back in the car to try to get away from her. I can see how she bumped, she hit her head on the armrest really hard, like you said, pulling the phone, the finger. I just felt like the jurors probably internalized that in a different way because of the stature. And they were like, no, did he attempt to hurt her? No, but she still hurt. I get that.
Also, his lawyer didn't do him no favors.
No.
The whole lead up with the text message did not make it better.
And he didn't take the stand. I feel like...
He probably felt like...
Look,
he
she... But that's that slippery slope thing, right?
Always.
Because... The interviewer asked him, like, did you hurt her? If you didn't hurt her, where did the wounds come from? He's like, I wish I knew. Like, you could have just, I feel like, yo, when I put her back in the car, maybe I was being ultra aggressive.
And then I grabbed the
like,
phone extra hard.
I feel like coming out of, like, because 1 + 1 = 2 in this situation. Like, there is footage of you grabbing her, putting her in the car.
and then chop it.
Yeah, how forcefully you put her in the car could be anyone's guess. But since she has these wounds, then it's safe to say you threw her in the car pretty aggressively. Disney dropping him.
That was going to happen. See, they waited for the verdict.
Yeah, they didn't just drop him off the rip. Is one thing.
That was going to happen.
The Dennis Rodman thing.
That's fucking nuts.
That's crazy. Because who was producing it? Was it A24?
I don't know. I didn't see that. Yeah. This is what happens, though. I told you he's going to get blackballed.
Yeah.
Now, you said...
His career is not over, though.
Yeah, you said... So, yeah. Who knows how long it could be.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be no easy comeback, though.
I'll tell you what. They're going to have to put him up, first of all. They might got to get Steven Spielberg to put this nigga in the movie.
Look, I don't look. I don't want the kid to fail, man. Right, he's from the crib, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I don't like to see anybody from the crib get any bad due.
Unless it's deserved.
Yeah. So, like, you know, he made a mistake. I don't think he was like beaten on this woman.
No.
He said some questionable things. He also admitted he had a temper.
Yeah. He knocked a candle over.
Yeah. So, maybe he was mentally abusive. I don't know.
Could have been.
But I wasn't in their relationship. Fact. But what I'm saying is, if while this time happens, mm-hmm. where he's definitely not going to be working for it a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope
he reflects and he, like, because what he said, right now, I am a voice of my people, mm-hmm. and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I want him to own that then.
Yeah.
Because I hate that this happens when a person of color, you know, gets to the certain point in their career or their life, and then shit like this happens.
Oh, you said person of color, bro.
Hmm? Nothing. Well, I didn't want to say black. Because it could be Hispanic, Asian. Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
But very rarely, though, we got to call a spade, man. Even... What we could rewind the clocks back to the Kevin Spacey situation with the Me Too thing.
Kevin
Spacey. That's what I said. I don't remember him going to jail or anything over that, right?
Of course not. He not gonna get him a roles, but like,
yeah, but
he, the boy is 60.
What does that mean?
No, I'm saying he good for the rest of his life.
Oh yeah, he was able to stack up and shit, but it's just like.
Shit, Bill Cosby, bro.
I don't know, bro. I just hope that, you know, he is able to bounce back. I don't want him to be blackballed.
No, I don't want...
He's no way, shape, or form, like, my favorite actor or anything in that capacity, but...
You don't want him to fail.
Yeah, I don't want him to fail. I don't want him... I don't want to wake up one day when I'm 38 and somebody posts on Twitter or X, Y, Z, whatever it be in 10 years... And they got a picture of Jonathan Majors bagging up somebody's groceries because he couldn't act anymore. Like,
yeah,
we saw someone seen that he had talent for this.
Yes.
He should not be able to act anymore. Like, in roles that will.
Yeah, I don't like when, I mean, it's sad because, like, a lot of times in this kind of situation where like, you know, when the moment passes, it passes.
Yeah.
But, like, he made a mistake, right?
Yeah.
I just hope that, you know, he learns from it and he comes back stronger.
Yeah.
That's what I want for pretty much anybody, though. Like, if you make, like, a mistake. Now, I'm not talking, like, there's some mistakes that, like, are unexcusable, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, full domestic abuse or, like, sexual assault is a huge one. Kid stuff is an episode. But like, if it's something like this where like you made a mistake, like you purely made, and like I I don't know if this Megan Good thing is like a publicity stunt or whatever. But like, if she is your Coretta, as you say, then just keep your head down and make that work, brother.
I give him credit for saying like this is fresh, it's new.
Yeah,
but. The trajectory, she's been there by her side, all that. You know, I hope that it isn't for publicity. I hope it actually is something.
No, because like I said, he from the crib, bro. I want the man to succeed. Like, I don't want him to fail. But, you know, you got to learn from this type of shit. Because yeah. it's you have an opportunity that me and Chris don't have, right? Like, yeah. if me and Chris fail, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's a wrap. Yeah. I'm married with a kid, right?
Yeah.
If I lose anything, like, that's like my livelihood, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You already got paid for a lot of this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you can take time off. I can't.
You can invest.
Like, if I make a mistake, I don't have the power or capacity to get past this type of stuff.
Hold on. My bad.
But what else you got?
I left my bag at work. I was telling somebody to leave it in the office. Yeah, like Don said, I don't want to see this nigga fail. And, you know, hopefully he diversified his bonds. For real. Hopefully he's not out here running on E. But there was something else, bro. Oh, I don't know where we at on time. Okay,
we can talk about one more thing.
All right, which is, I feel, is a big one. So we can end on this. RDJ finally has been recognized for the talented actor that he was. He has won.
He's not dead. He is.
I say I'm finally recognized for that he was, meaning he's always been.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting at. It's not a Golden Globe that he won, because that hasn't happened yet. Right? Because they were saying next, or Oscar. So it was a Golden Globe. He got a Golden Globe for his role as the sergeant in Oppenheimer, right?
Yes.
Dalton is fact-checking what I'm saying.
No, yeah, hold on.
Making sure I'm not just talking out my ass like I usually do. My birthday coming up, y'all. I should make a P.O. box to see if anybody sent me any. Yes, y'all treat me like y'all treat them.
I think it was a Critics' Choice Award.
Was it?
Supporting actor, Oppenheimer.
I could have sworn.
Hold on.
There was like a bigger occasion than that.
I mean, all them awards are great.
Hold on, y'all.
I see 29th Critic Choice Awards.
Robert Downey Jr. scooped his third Golden Globe Award for his work on Oppenheimer.
Okay, so he's nominated right now for the 29th Critic Choice Awards for the same role.
Word. Yeah, so he just worked his third Golden Globe. Why were people... They were making it seem like he's never won shit.
Nah, and he's won awards. And then also, he also brought up the fact that... like he was like he thinks Iron Man was like his best role ever.
Yeah.
And but people like override it because it's a Marvel movie. But yeah. he was like, I really like did that shit.
Nah, and the clip that everyone has been sharing recently is that clip from Civil War where, you know,
he finds out
that Bucky killed his parents. And
don't bullshit me, Rogers.
Yeah, he was like, don't bullshit me, Rogers.
Did you know?
Did you know? He's like, yes. He kind of jerked away a little bit.
Because he was appalled, bro.
Nah, look.
He thought this was his man.
Yeah, like Posse Pants. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, it's fuck Captain Rogers or Sergeant Rogers. He never made Captain, as Diamond so eloquently put. Fuck Bucky. I hope that...
Well, I mean, Bucky, it wasn't all Bucky's fault, bro.
He was brainwashed, sure. But he fuck Nigga Bird.
But he even said it. He said, yeah, that might be the case, but I did it.
Yeah.
Because he was like, yeah. It wasn't your fault. He was like... But yeah. I did it.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who paid attention to...
Did you call a hot dog?
Nigga Bird.
I don't want to skip over that. That's crazy. Don't you mean Captain America?
Nah, not my America. Not around my niggas, he can't.
It's crazy because he's black. You're like,
You
hate Anthony Mackie so much.
Him as an actor. All right. Great storyteller. I told you, he had a story on one of them late night shows. I was like, yo, this okay, that was a funny story. But you still suck.
You just can't take him as an actor.
This nigga played Papa Doc,
he did crossover.
Tupac,
now
he's Captain America. We giving him too much.
He did crossover, bro.
And he played Martin Luther King. Remember I showed you that shit? It was an HBO joint.
Yeah, no one saw it.
Nah, nigga. Nah.
Wasn't Bryan Cranston in that bitch?
I think so.
Bryan Cranston was in that bitch.
I think he was. But... yeah, so RDJ just won. He had a great speech.
Yeah.
Saying like, yo, to my contemporaries that were also nominated, this is more like a participation award. Like, y'all, you know, obviously, blah, blah, blah. I'm happy he won.
Because he, like, really, a lot of people don't talk about, like, he was, like, a pure comeback story. Like, this man had, like, substance abuse problems.
Yeah.
And he was a big actor in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he literally got ostracized from Hollywood. It took him a long time to come back.
Which is crazy. Everybody do drugs in
Hollywood. But it took him a long time to come back. But really, it wasn't just the drug that he, like, literally spiraled out of control. And then, literally, he came back with, like, his comeback was Iron Man, bro.
Yeah.
And crazy, if you look back at it, Iron Man was the test.
Yeah.
So, like, he got a test job, right? Mm-hmm. And this man from that got into, like, the this crazy number where he was getting, like, $40 million a movie type shit. That gap is huge, though, because he was ostracized all the 90s. He wasn't here.
Yeah.
And then,
first pop out is, like you said, Iron Man.
And then he did Tropic Thunder.
And Sherlock Holmes, Baby Doo or something. The movie with Jamie Foxx? Due Date, Baby.
And then Tropic Thunder.
Come on.
So,
come on.
The infamous blackface that no one cares about. Yeah.
Come on, man. Classic. Now, Black RDJ coming back, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that.
Look, so, like, I mean, it's crazy, though. I'm glad he got an award.
Yeah.
I also, there's a couple people also been honored with some Hollywood Stars of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You got Macaulay Culkin.
Shout out to Macaulay Culkin.
Finally.
Yeah.
Definitely a child actor icon. Another person that came back from the fucking ashes, bro. Like, his life spiraled out of control, too.
Yep.
He's married to Brandon Song, bro, so he went into life in general.
I saw that every actor that was up won an award for Succession except the guy who played Kendall. Mm. Which, like...
Look,
he carried the fucking show for me.
Speaking of
Shiv as well,
Shiv fine. But Coley Culkin's brother won.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And who did he talk shit to in the speech?
Yeah.
He like jabbed at him. Oh, he talked Pedro Pascal. He was like shove it, Pedro Pascal, because he won the award over him. But so shout out to Macaulay Culkin, man. I was just glad to see him get healthy because looking bad a couple years ago. Oh, Willem Dafoe got one as well.
Shout out to Willem Dafoe.
Also, legendary, man.
Legendary.
Like, has the craziest facial expressions and laugh in the game, bro. He was Green Goblin, bro.
Yeah, come on. Wearing phone posits. Can't beat it.
One of the men. He was, yeah. I forgot they zoomed in on that bitch. But, it's just, it's crazy how sometimes how long it takes for those people to get, like, Viola Davis is a great example. Like, it took her a long time to get, like, recognized as who she is.
Yep.
And there were people like to see where they like started. Like,
the guy from Goonies, Goonies, the Asian kid. Thanos.
Oh no! You're talking about Kwee-kwan.
Yeah,
he was in Loki and all this stuff. But he took an acting break for a long time. He was like a writer and stuff. He was in Hollywood, but because he was Short Round in Indiana Jones and he popped back up. For that,
well, everything
all at once.
Yeah,
he's been getting hella roles since then, though.
All right, to end it for real. Marvel, did you watch Echo?
No, we haven't got a chance yet.
Okay,
because Shuri was gone.
I was just curious to see
five episodes. Yeah,
where you stand on the current what standings of Marvel and their, I guess, what they plan on doing, their rebrand or whatever.
We're finally in the year where it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Because there's less content.
Right.
And I think that's...
They could take time to focus.
That's the only thing they need. Like, because too much stuff at once is, overwhelming. And I think... also, how long it's been.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You want to have, like, a continual in-universe thing. I was like, but do we really need that anymore?
Well, if you're going to do it, just give the people what they want, I feel.
But when you open up to a multiverse thing, there's too much that can go on.
Now all the Netflix shows are canon, which obviously because
technically,
Daredevil was in the Spider-Man Far From Home.
It didn't have to be the same Daredevil, though. Like, you know, it could be the same actor.
Yeah.
But it could be like, that was Earth, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, it could get confusing, especially if you're a casual person.
Yeah.
But I say good riddance, take a break. I heard Echo was good, though. I want to watch it.
I did hear it was pretty good.
I do want to watch it. I just haven't had a chance to watch five episodes, but...
I hope they get it right. You know, I mean, the last few Marvel films, I did enjoy Captain Marvel.
They should have some bangers come. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is fucking fire, though. That was their best movie in years, was Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, which I haven't seen, so...
Now that they've lessened their, I think they got all the stuff they made out of the way.
Yeah.
And they have like very, like, and then also with the, when we had the writer's strike, it pushed a lot of things back. I think that helped them, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now they can, we're going to have Deadpool 3, which I think will be, I think it's going to be a banger.
Yeah.
And then I think there's only two movies this year. So I think that's great.
Well, they pushed something back, right?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be that, and I think Captain America was supposed to come out this year. But now it's Deadpool 3, and I want to say there's one early and then one later. Mm-hmm. So we get two movies, a big break between them. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Or is it only one? Yeah, Deadpool 3 is the only one in the docket for 2024. Even better.
Yeah.
Because the Thunderbolts was supposed to be 2025. So
somebody said they dropped out of, or they got offered the film but didn't take it because the script was bad for Thunderbolt. I don't know if that could have been a fake tweet, though.
No, it was because Steven Yeun was supposed to be Sentry, but because of the delay, now he has a conflict, schedule conflict, so he had to drop out.
That's the dude who voices
Invincible.
Yeah, he just won an award too. His speech kind of had me choked up. He just won something for the movie, the Netflix with
Beef.
Yeah, Beef. He just won for Beef. Yeah,
yeah. He killed that shit. But
I see it, but I gotta check that out.
But it was a scheduling conflict. He was like, it's not because anything else. He was like, I have another movie that I'm doing, and because of the delay, there's no way I can do both. Basically,
But I feel like I got everything out I needed to say today. I don't think I have anything else.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Monday will be MLK Day. Y'all make sure y'all find y'all Coretta if y'all haven't. Go find y'all Martin if y'all haven't. Jonathan Majors has seemed to.
Yeah, just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Because apparently here, I mean, I think it's all over the country, but we're supposed to have crazy weather tomorrow, apparently. Because we're ending, I got to tell you where the score is at before we go. There is a minute and 52 seconds left. The Cowboys did make a run, but it's going to be a little too late. The score is 48-32. The Green Bay Packers almost put a 50-burger on them, boys. And they're still down 16 points. And then I know they've been playing soft to run the clock out. So
yeah, it's crazy because Green Bay's probably going to lose in the next round.
They will, for sure, 100%.
It's like, what the fuck?
And if the Eagles win a game, it's just going to make it even worse.
I'm sorry.
So, sorry, Khalil.
And Ridge. Yeah.
And my dad.
And my coworkers.
Everybody at work is going to be pissed tomorrow. Yeah, everybody's going to be pissed. They're going to be sour. I've already got plenty of texts. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Was Ryan going to kill a pair of
drivers? No, he said he was going to stay. Okay. So, that's it from us. Today, we filmed on the Sony FX30. Crazy enough. So shout out to Hello Studios for setting this one up.
Yeah,
I'm definitely excited to mess around with this after we're done.
Yeah.
Check out the new logo.
Yes, we got it.
And y'all have a great week. Y'all stay safe, stay warm. And we'll get a clip as soon as we can.
Yeah, take your vitamin C, man.
Yeah, but other than that.
And my birthday coming up. We going strong. I might come in here looking a little different. I'm going to do a little something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's still going
to
be
That'll me. Be an all Chris episode. Whatever he decides to do, we'll make it happen.
No, I'm going to get some midgets in here.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Get some midgets in here.
That'll work.
Pop that little ass.
Ain't no small time.
Lap.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're doing too much.
No, we not doing enough.
All right.
God damn it.
Anything else you want to say?
Nah, man. We out.
All right.
We'll holler, man. God bless.
Doot, doot, loot, doot.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.